I'm in Leamington Spa. To be very exact about my location, I'm surrounded. Couldn't even say it. I'm in so much awe of the detritus and artistic chaos. Oh, I just spotted. And latex. Paul Oz. A lot of latex in this room.
Yeah, there is. It helps keep things clean. Well spotted.
This is where you do your paintings. And if you haven't seen the art of Paul Oz, website, please.
Yes, pauloz.co.uk.
Explain how you paint, the kind of style that you use.
So I create portraits. They're impressionist, trying to give the impression of as much energy, explosive energy, and 3D dimensions as possible, but still using oil paints and fairly traditional means.
You create quite big pieces, and this space is relatively small that you use. It's effectively paint, boards, and a couple of pieces drying, because you use so much paint, it must take a while to dry.
Yeah, 6 months, really. They're touch dry within sort of 3 weeks, even though they're able to frame 3-4 weeks' time or so. But yeah, you do a hell of a lot of paint, hell of a lot of mess, as you can see. Perhaps a stereotypical artist, not very good at tidying up after myself. but never mind.
But you're quite prolific as well, aren't you? Tell me how many paintings you're likely to do in a year and give me some of your clients.
I spend probably as much time PR, marketing, running around, meeting people, event shows, than actually painting at the moment, which is half the problem. But still create around 40 pieces a year, probably. Some of my clients, well, I'm an official artist to Bruce Lee, Star Trek, Muhammad Ali, Mr. Men. I have Sesame Street coming up, which should be pretty spectacular. 4 foot square Big Bird's the next one I'm planning. So work a lot in Formula One as well. Traveling the world with them this year, live painting at fan zones and some of the after parties and things like that. So, but basically trying to combine my passions and work at the same time. So it's ideal, really.
The only house I've popped into where there's actually parts of Formula One vehicles strewn around the living room. Any particular reason?
Yeah, I got given those last week from some great guys I met at Autosport. Carbon fibre fairings, wings, the legality planks underneath the cars, that sort of thing. Fundamentally a complaint on anything. So let's try and make something really special, crossing the border between sculpture and painting, really.
I can see a blog post coming up. Carbon fibre is my canvas.
Yeah, it always has been.
wonderful stuff. I see a pretty huge Mr. Strong in the corner, and it's quite, you describe yourself as well as an explosive portrait painter, but until you kind of see the way that the paint hits the canvas, it does look quite explosive in a way.
Well, look at the ceiling.
Well, yes, okay. I didn't actually see that the ceiling is becoming its own action painting itself. I'm here for different reasons today. I'm here because you very kindly offered the loan of a stormtrooper outfit, very, very realistic stormtrooper suit, which is, let's call it a sand trooper, because you've made certain modifications. How did you come about it and why?
It was one of those drunken conversations in the pub with a couple of mates. Why didn't we get a couple of stormtrooper suits and walk around town in them? The girls were out, so we ended up buying them.
And, not cheap, then?
No, they're very expensive, and parts sourced from all over the world. When you get carried away with it, which we did, the costume adds up, but it's one of the funniest, most liberating things I've ever done. It's like being a movie star for the day, walking down the street. You get cars beeping, people running down the street chasing you, trying to get a photo.
Do you think it'd be difficult to hitchhike?
It's near impossible, because trying to sit in a car.
Okay, yeah, good point. So hitchhiking, walking onto a bus and saying you don't have any money might work better.
Buses work, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I've got a list, 40at40.co.uk, links to that list of 40 things I want to do throughout the year of being 40 years old. And one of the first things I wrote down was, and it came from accidentally bumping into a group of guys in Leamington, turns out to be it was Paul Oz, enjoying a beer dressed as stormtroopers. In fact, at one point, I think they had trumpets, piano, they look like a jazz band, and I thought, that is insane. I'd like to take that experience into a country pub just to see how it goes down. Now that you've said that it was one of the most liberating experiences, I'm definitely looking forward to it. And yeah, thank you so much. And thanks for letting me see how you work as well. It's fascinating.
No problem at all.